Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, my man. All right. Yeah, here with Russ. We are here with Russ Chastain. Russ, great night out there, battling up front all night long. Can you give us some opening statements, take us through the night at Homestead Miami Speedway, please?
Yeah, man, it's a dream come true to come out and run two races back-to-back and have, you know, lead laps and be in contention. You know, I think we were best in class compared to Kyle. He's still got some speed on the entire field and, just to be one of the closest ones with Austin and myself, being the closest ones, at least I could see him the whole race and, line up the last restart and be able to go, you know, head to head with him and Austin was how it should have been. And we ended up third. So good day. It means a lot that Al keeps asking me back to drive this thing. We were not supposed to be in this truck for Atlanta or Homestead until the coronavirus hit. And then when the rescheduling of everything, it got put together, I was in the truck. So dream come true, though.
Great. Thank you, Ross. If you have a question for Ross, click the raise hand button or hit me with a message in the group chat. And we will start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ross, how physically worn out are you after two races? We've seen some of the Cup guys be pretty worn out after their races. Do they have anything to be concerned about tomorrow going 400 laps?
Oh, well, I've got another Xfinity race tomorrow. So, honestly, I felt good. I mean, that last red flag in the truck race, I'll be honest, I had to pee really bad. And I still do. I haven't went. But the adrenaline of running third has carried me through that. So until now, I hadn't thought about it again. But, it all starts with, one, good genetics. And being from South Florida definitely helps the humidity. I know that as soon as I walk out of the hotel this morning, I was going to be sweating since I didn't bring the mini Winnie, the Winnebago this year. Just stay in the hotel. I knew he'd be sweating. So as long as everybody's been doing their job and during the week, I do know that Martinsville was probably worse than here. The Cup guys will have a lot more on throttle time, less brake temperature and all that. So no, I think if they've done their job, they'll be okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Ross? Got Sterling Siemens has a follow-up question for Ross. Go ahead, Sterling.
Ross, what's it like to be competing up near the front at a track in your home state? How close did you think? Did you have anything for Kyle there at the end?
I don't know about at the end, man. We made a few adjustments throughout the race and got too tight and it was kind of over from there. We just couldn't get it turning good enough until that very actual. Actually, that final run with the scuff tires when we all put on. And that was the best I was able to run on the restart through one and two. And, you know, we were able to get side by side with him. But, no, I'll be honest. No. Even with clean air, I don't think so. I mean, Kyle's just – he's different, man. He's the best. And I've still got a ways to go, and I'm going to keep working because I've made up ground. But now will probably be the hardest part. To go head to head with him and, you know, compete with him. My biggest goal is from lap 15 to the end of a fuel run or at the end of a tire run. That's where I seem to be lacking. So how do I run those first 15 laps of a run in general to better set myself up for the second half of a run? I just need more time and hopefully keep chipping away at it.
Thanks, Ross.
Go to Dustin Albino. Dustin.
Yeah, hey Ross, curious, how did you feel about the Xfinity car today?
Felt good, man. Led some laps. Got more comfortable running up against the fence early. And I probably led us down the wrong path. Both of my race cars today started off so good. Probably, you know, top one or two in the entire field. And I want a little more. So when I want more, then we make adjustments and then we're third place car and fourth place car. So I've got to be better. That's some of what I was talking about for the second half of these runs. You know, it really comes into tire degradation and that kind of stuff. And we saw that with the Xfinity car where we just struggled late in those runs for corner exit and where the 9 and those guys are so good. So making a lot of changes overnight to just be better, because they're going to be better, and just keep building. But the 10 car unloads top two or three every race since this pandemic, and I'm super proud of Bruce Schlicker, Andrew, and what Matt Colleague is letting us do there.
Thanks, Ross.
Any final questions for Ross Chastain? All right, Ross, congratulations on a great third place finish, and good luck on another doubleheader tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Amanda.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, man.
See you guys.
Have a good night.